Relative calm prevailed in the southern Egyptian province of Aswan on Monday following 3 days of deadly clashes between the Nubian, Daburiya, and the Arab Hilaliya tribes in the worst such incident in decades in the renowned touristic destination. Only 3 deaths resulted in the first day of fighting on Friday, but a late reaction on the part of the security forces allowed the fighting to escalate and deaths to multiply, with 19 killed on Saturday. What made matters worse is that 5 more people lost their lives on Sunday, despite army and police deployments in the area. The developments have left many Egyptians shocked.
Many weapons have been smuggled from Libya and Sudan since the 2011 revolution. I don't know how and why was that allowed to happen, and I don't understand this constant lazy reaction from the part of police and army.
The Aswan prosecution has indicated the harassment of a young girl had flared the incidents, but the army's official spokesman has already accused the Muslim Brotherhood of causing the strife. The Interior Ministry is also hinting the Brotherhood was behind the incidents after earlier stating otherwise. In reaction, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been officially labeled a terrorist group by the government, slammed what it called the military-backed government's continued use of the group as an excuse for its failures. On their part, opponents of presidential hopeful former Defense Minister Field Marshal Sisi, who orchestrated the army overthrow of the Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi from the presidency, expressed belief that army and police preoccupation with chasing peaceful anti-regime protesters is the reason for much of the security lapses the country is suffering from.
Chaos will only end when Egyptians get a sense that justice will prevail, because armed power has been ruling the country ever since the coup.
Ironically, even some pro-government figures have also denounced the government's legally unfounded accusations to the Brotherhood. Although it is not very uncommon to see tribal disputes in Egypt, the scary death toll is rare, and so has been the long duration of the armed fighting. This has left many wondering if the worst is yet to come for the politically and socially volatile country. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.